call the committee to order. Clerk will note the roll. And first, I think we'll just go directly into some of the bills that are before us. You just announced that it's the intention here to waive Joint Rule 2.03 on several of these bills that are before us today, and we can just direct committee staff to incorporate the language effect for each of the motions on the bill. So first before us, members, is House File 3308. Representative Smith, here before the... Here you are. And if you could please maybe reference the legislation, describe it. And Representative Smith moves that House File 3308 be recommended to pass and re-refer to the Committee on Ways and Means.
That is correct. This is the immigration policy bill. It's a major policy initiative of Governor Plenty in 2006. We had the bill in public safety for about 6 days, and in late March, and frankly, we worked with a lot of representatives, including Representative Hillstrom on the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension piece, Representative Paymar on a couple of pieces, sanctuary and status check, which ultimately I think were dropped, various representatives to, and did it without acrimony, I might point out, did it in order to craft the bill that's before us. It was 6 days in our hands, and frankly, it does include things such as human trafficking, fake ID penalties, tax credit for legal immigrants for English or naturalization, special crimes unit, computer crimes, and some sanctions for non-cooperating employers. And I think it would be important to get a House position on these provisions.
Questions for Representative Smith? Seeing none, Representative Smith renews the motion that House File 3308 be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. You represent Smith. So Representative Moe. Representative Moe moves that House File 3915 be recommended to pass and placed on the General Register. Representative Moe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill is in front of rules because we had extended discussion in Ag Committee, three different committee meetings, so those are in Ag. I won't belabor this very long. It came about because of concern about the possible threat of genetically modified wild rice. However, many of us in the committee began to question that was the real issue. We wanted to, this is an attempt to redirect that discussion towards, let's looking at the possible causes of the eroding population of wild rice more broadly. It became clear to the committee that our agencies, the DNR and the Department of Ag, didn't really have accumulated knowledge on this topic, so we're asking the Department of Ag, the Natural Resources, to bring forth the information they do have, report back to the legislature, in addition to letting us know if there's a need for additional research to be done on this topic before the legislature acts. Passed out of, I think it was unanimous or virtually unanimous in Ag when it finally did pass, and I appreciate the support of the committee. Have any questions?
Questions for Representative Moore. Representative Samuelson.
Mr. Chair, Representative Moe, my question is: is there a fiscal note in any part of this bill? And if so, what is it?
There's no fiscal note. Mr. Chairman, Representative Samuelson, no, there's no fiscal note. It was the determination of the committee that within the current duties of the Department of Ag and Natural Resources, that this would be under their normal job descriptions to accumulate this information for our committee.
Thank you. Representative Anderson, do you have a question?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Moe, the reason for the study was brought to your person as far as
the lack of the wild rice in your area or what?
Well,
Representative Moe.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Anderson, the background problem is that right now the wild rice population in northern Minnesota is diminishing for a variety of reasons. I think we have some speculation as to why that might be, a water level based on impoundment by the Army Corps of Engineers, development pressure, and all sorts of other things. Wild rice, I think as many people on this table know, is a critical waterfowl habitat. It's spawning grounds for smallmouth bass and other fish, game fish, in addition to a real great cultural and spiritual importance to the Native Americans in northern Minnesota. So the question now then is for us, is why is, what are the real threats to this, and what is perhaps what are the causes of the decline in population of native wild rice?
Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Moe, I had a geohydrologist speak to me over the break last summer. Gave me a reason for the lack of wild rice, because he's been studying the duck populations not being there. He basically explains it on the Department of Transportation and the salt that gets washed into the ponds and the lakes and things like that. And any rice cannot survive in murky water. And so I'm just, that's for information for your next committee. But
thank you.
Representative Moore,
get
your geohydrologist ready.
Representative Anderson, I'd have liked to have him in committee a couple weeks ago, and I look forward to maybe if you can pass that information on to me. That would be great.
Any further questions, Representative Moore? Seeing none, Representative Moore renews the motion that House File 3915 be recommended to pass and placed on the general register. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails.
We want samples.
All right. Next, members, we have Representative Dempsey. The chair will move that House File 3991 be recommended to pass. Representative Dempsey, just explain why the bill's before the Rules Committee. I think it missed deadline, and just briefly explain it quick and
pass the general register.
And pass the general register. That's the motion, correct, Representative Carlson? Yes.
Thank you, Mr.
Representative Dempsey.
Members, I have to, there's a, on line four of your agenda, would you strike 2016 and insert 2012. Is that on the bill?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's on the bill already, Representative Dempsey, so you don't need to worry about the agenda.
Okay. Well, the purpose of this commission, obviously, is to primarily two things. One, to preserve the Mississippi River from its origination all the way down to the Iowa border. The second reason simply isn't because it is a tourist attraction, and it is a viable piece of information that people can have wanting to spend some time on the Mississippi River. So we are extending it for a period of 5 years simply because of the fact that the commission as in the past been over 10, but we don't see that there is a need for that extension based on this particular piece of legislation. But it is a great thing to promote is the Mississippi River, because it's an outstanding piece of water, so to speak.
Any questions, sir? Representative Dempsey? Representative Junkie?
Mr. Chair, Representative Dempsey, I have no problem with your bill and moving it on, but I think it's always helpful for this committee if you could just tell us why it missed deadlines and why it ended up here.
Representative Dempsey? Again, why the
why
bill
did it end up in rules?
Missed well, deadlines, yeah.
Well, the commission, if you don't approve the commission, it'll continue until the year 2007.
Mr. Chair, Representative Dempsey,
I think just so you're aware, the bill, I think, missed. It missed government operations, or some deadline it missed, I think, to the process of why the bill is in the Rules Committee. I think that's what Representative Junkie is referring
just
to.
Just simply, why is it here? Why did it have to come? Why did we get it done before deadline?
Representative Dempsey.
I can't give you an honest answer because I don't know. It would be a pure guess.
All right. Well, that's good enough.
Any other questions, Representative Dempsey? Seeing none, the chair renew that House File 3991 be recommended to pass and placed on the general register. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. Thank you, Representative Dempsey. Members, next is House File 2921. The chair will move that House File 2921 be recommended to pass and be referred to the Committee on Taxes. Representative Severson, if you are here.
Where is he?
We can come back to him, actually. We'll locate Representative Severson. Maybe I'll withdraw that motion temporarily, members, if Maybe Representative Coles, we can move on to your bill. Actually, if Representative Coles, if you move that House File 2843 be recommended to pass and placed on the general register. Representative Coles.
Mr. Chair, members, Representative Junkie, we're here because we missed the second deadline by, I think, a day or so. I was in Chairman Smith's committee. We didn't have a fiscal note on the bill at that time. My intention was to pull out any section of this bill that did have a fiscal impact and then move it on its own. This is going to be married up with Senator Sparks' bill over in the Senate that's already passed. It's the identity theft legislation that's moving through the House. I'm working with Representative Dabney and lots of other folks on it. I appreciate the support.
Questions for Representative Coles? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion by Representative Coles that House File 2921 be recommended to pass and refer to the Committee on Taxes, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Members, why don't we just go right to the Slawick bill and we'll come back to Representative Severson's. Representative Keller, move it. House File 3944 be recommended to pass and Representative Slawick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And placed on the general register. So Representative Slawick.
First of all, we missed the deadline because this issue came up very late in the session. It was traveling in the omnibus bill and separately, but we wanted it to travel solely separately. So we did miss the jobs deadline by a day. So we appreciate your passing this here, we hope. This relates to the Child Care Assistance Program. Parents in this program typically pay a copay. The copays are very out of reach for some of the parents. It's a sliding scale. And some of the agencies have kicked in part of the copay. So they're in essence getting a scholarship. There was a ruling on this by DHS. We put out a bulletin saying that this wasn't allowed. But after discussion, the DHS does support doing this, and we want these families to keep their child care, and so this will allow third-party payments for the Child Care Assistance Program.
Any questions, Representative Slawick? Seeing none, Representative Keller renews the motion on House File 3944 be recommended to pass in place on the general register. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Representative Severson's not here, but Representative Hackworth, I understand you're co-author of the bill. The chair will move the House File 2921 be recommended to pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Taxes. Representative Hackworth, maybe you can...
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't know a lot about the bill, but it is a package of various military personnel issues, and I think the reason it needs to go to taxes, I'm not sure why it missed the deadline, but the reason it has to go to taxes is there's an exemption for military benefits from the income tax, and that's why it needs to go to taxes.
Okay. Any questions? Seeing none, Chair, I'll renew the motion that House File 2921 be recommended to pass and referred to the Committee on Taxes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Representative Osmond.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Mr. Chair, I understand that the Senate File 2734 that we passed here on Tuesday is still in the possession of the committee. And based upon that, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that Senate File 2734 be reconsidered. The motion that we made to pass is
Osmond moves that Senate File 2734 as amended, the vote by upon which the vote was taken as amended, be reconsidered. Discussion on the motion. Representative Carlson.
Chairman, I'd like to request a roll call.
Roll call has been requested. Representative Kelleher.
Mr. Chair, if I could, I am curious why the report wasn't signed and the bill wasn't reported out to the floor after our meeting.
Representative Keller, as Representative Osmond mentioned, the bill was actually still in the possession of the committee, and to be honest, I did not see the committee draft until late yesterday, and at that time I had a conversation with Representative Osmond. Actually came to my office, and we had a little discussion and about this issue. Since the bill was still in the possession of the committee, I think he asked if he could come forward to make the motion.
So, Mr. Chairman, if the motion to reconsider fails, then the bill would continue to move forward. You would sign the committee report, and so I just want members of the committee to understand the importance of this vote.
That's correct, Representative Carlson. So regardless, I think on the motion to on this vote or either way, I think the bill will move forward.
That's correct,
Representative Carlson. Any further discussion? Seeing none, the chair will take the roll.
Chair Paulson?
Aye.
Abrams?
Yes.
Anderson?
Yes.
Bernardi?
No.
Carlson? Hoppe?
Aye.
Hoche?
No.
Johnson?
Aye.
Junkie?
No.
Kelleher?
No.
Coles?
Aye.
Loeffler?
No.
Magnus?
Aye.
Moe?
No.
Osment?
Aye.
Hoppe?
No.
Saylor?
No.
Samuelson?
Aye.
Seifert? Sudich?
No.
Smith?
Aye.
Swiggum?
Yes.
Tinglestad?
Yes.
There being 13 ayes and 10 nays, the motion to reconsider is adopted. Fails. Now the bill is before us as amended. Representative Osment.
Hey, Mr. Chair. At the last meeting, we had considered a motion. I believe it was, according to the minutes, A06-1558. And I would like to make a motion that we reconsider that amendment.
Okay, Representative Osment, I never should have the 1558 amendment in their packet, and I believe the motion should be that Representative Osment is moving that the 1558 amendment be adopted.
Adopted? Okay. I'm fine.
Discussion on the amendment. Representative Keller.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to be clear what the amendment does. So the amendment takes it back to what has been known as the original Hackbarth. Is that correct?
Representative Hackbarth, maybe you can comment and refresh everyone's mind.
Thank you, Chairman. Representative Keller, that is correct. It's the original 1/8 to 1% for game and fish and wildlife and habitat and conservation.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Keller.
Mr. Chair, I think that we just should be clear that some of the other things that were added to this bill that I think made the bill a stronger bill and probably much more likely to pass for the citizens of Minnesota, including arts, culture, and water, are going to be potentially stripped out in this amendment. So folks should just know that.
And Mr.
Representative
Chairman,
Carlson?
I, again, would like to request a roll call.
A roll call has been requested. Representative Carlson? I'm sorry. I thought you made...
No, I think the points I was going to make were just made by Representative Kelleher. So
there will be a roll call.
We know what the issue is from the other night, and I would encourage folks to vote no so that the bill can go forward as we tried to move it forward the other night that included the total package.
Further discussion, Representative Osment?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would encourage people to vote for this. I've had lengthy discussions with the author of the bill, Representative Hackbarth, and I have a great deal of confidence that his abilities will be enhanced by our adopting this amendment, and I want to give him every opportunity to be able to bring us back a good quality product. So I support it.
Mr. Chair. Any further discussion? Representative Junkie?
Representative Hackbarth, just remind me, how much is 1/8 of 1%? What dollar amount is that?
Representative Hackbarth, Mr. Chairman, Representative Junkie, it's about $90 million. In 2009, correct.
Representative Junkie? Any further discussion? Representative Tinglestad.
Mr. Chair, you know, I'm a strong supporter of parks. I always have been, usually chief author of those bills here in the legislature, and I'm pretty disappointed that there's no parks funding in the Delete Everything Amendment, the 1558. However, I'm also a big supporter of hunting and angling in Minnesota. I think we need more funding, and so with that, I'll be voting with Representative Osment on this and believe it's important that we move this bill forward.
There's no further discussion.
Mr. Chairman, I just like to say that the bill in its current form before this amendment is adopted creates a win-win for all the various issues that are currently before us. Arts, art, water, parks. I'm disappointed that that there are some that would might want to keep the package together.
Okay. There's no further discussion. A roll call. Representative Swiggum.
Very quickly, members, I think it's important to go back to this bill as originally introduced just some years ago. to follow through with that and something passed and put on the ballot. We've dilly-dallied for a number of years in trying to get this forward. While we will all have our own personal feelings and personal wishes, it's my humble feeling that if we go in the direction that the Senate has gone, with increasing the sales tax, with enlarging the amendment beyond its original intent, that the chance of it passing on the ballot is not good, that the citizens of Minnesota will turn it down. Mr. Chairman, I think the wisdom that you show in moving this forward is, in the original intent, is very, very good.
Well, Mr. Chairman, just in response to the speaker, I think some of us have the opposite viewpoint. I think the package that the Senate has sent over, the agreement that, or the bill that was passed out of the committee the last time we met, greatly enhanced the passage of the amendment and created a win-win situation, like I said earlier, for things like the arts, water, as well as the game and fish issues. So I guess we have a legitimate disagreement in terms of what enhances the ability of it to pass.
And I'm sure there's going to be an ongoing discussion on the floor, Representative Carlson, as well, which will likely be next week. If there's no further discussion, Clerk, Representative Surge.
Mr. Chair, now this discreet too. It's just it's kind of interesting that all along this process, every time that I think good additions that I think will enhance the coalition to pass this bill get included, they get stripped out at the next step, and I'm assuming, like you said, we're potentially going to be discussing this again, Representative Tingelstad. If we like parks, which I do too, our chances to defeat this and go along with the original intent of the not the original intent of the bill, but the original intent of this committee, which met earlier this week. Many bills are introduced and I think improved upon over the course of the process, and this is a bill I think that has seen significant improvement since it was originally introduced. Not making any judgment on the original intent of the bill, but through the process, bills are, I think, made better, and I think this bill was in better shape when it was supposed to leave this committee a few days ago, and it's unfortunate that potentially be taking a step back, in my opinion, today.
Representative Surge, you're not referring to the folks who've added other constitutional amendments to help the coalition with DOMA or transportation, right? Along the way, that was changed.
No, Mr. Chair.
Talking about the work of this committee.
All right. If there's no further discussion, the clerk will take the roll on the bill.
As the amendment. You're voting
on the amendment. I'm sorry. On the amendment. Yeah. Yeah, the 1558 amendment.
Representative Anderson?
Aye.
Bernardi?
No.
Carlson?
No.
Hoppe?
Aye.
Hoche?
No.
Johnson?
Aye.
Junkie?
No.
Kelleher?
No.
Coles?
Aye.
Loeffler?
No.
Magnus?
Aye.
Moe?
No.
Osment?
Aye.
Hoppe?
Sailor? No.
Samuelson? Seifert?
Aye.
Surdich?
No.
Smith?
Aye.
Swigum?
Yes.
Tingelstad?
Aye.
Abrams?
Yes.
Olson?
Aye.
There being 13 ayes and 10 nays, the motion prevails. The amendment is adopted. Members, we are now on the bill as amended. And the chair will move that Senate file 2734 be recommended to pass as amended. Any discussion?
Yeah.
Representative Carlson.
Chairman, I would encourage a yes vote, even though I'm disappointed that it's not the package that we had originally put together as the bill was moving forward. And like someone said earlier, I suspect this discussion will continue on the House floor.
Representative Junkin. Roll call has been requested. Representative Tingles.
Just a procedural question. The other day we added the A5 amendment, so is that currently on the bill, or do we need to deal with that separately after this?
Mr. McCormick.
Mr. Chair, the adoption to delete everything removed both the pre-existing language and the A5 amendment. So the bill as it goes forward is entirely and solely A06-1558.
Any further discussion?
Okay.
The roll call has been requested. The clerk will take the roll.
Representative Anderson?
Yes.
Bernardi?
Aye.
Carlson?
Aye.
Hoppe?
Aye.
Bush?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Junkie?
Aye.
Kelleher?
Yes.
Coles?
Aye.
Loeffler?
Yes.
Magnus?
Aye.
Moe?
Yes.
Osment?
Yes.
Poppy?
Yes.
Saylor? Samuelson?
Yes.
Seifert?
Aye.
Sertich?
Yes.
Smith?
Aye.
Swigum?
Yes.
Tingelstad?
Aye.
Abrams?
No.
Paulson?
Aye. Being 22 ayes and 1 nay, motion prevails, and Senate file 2734 has been passed. It is adopted. So, members, I think that's it for our business today. Thank you.